Jesus said, I have come to cast fire upon the earth, and how I wish it were already ablaze. I have a baptism with which to be baptized, and what constraint I am under until it is completed. Do you think that I have come to bring peace to the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, 5 in one household will be divided, 3 against 2 and 2 against 3. They will be divided, father against son and son against father, mother against daughter and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law and daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. He also said to the crowds, when you see a cloud rising in the west, you immediately say, it's going to rain. And so it happens. And when you see the south wind blowing, you say, there will be scorching heat. And so it happens. You hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of earth and sky. But why do you not know how to interpret the present time? I caused division in the church in my first year as a Lutheran pastor. I was teaching an adult Sunday school class called Interpreting the Bible, my favorite topic to teach. I was enjoying the class more and more each week. There were more people, more and more people, more questions, more interaction. It kept growing. It was exciting for me. I was in seventh heaven. I didn't realize that the reason for the increased attendance was because I was creating division among the church members. Nobody told me. I first learned about the division that I was creating from some local pastors of other churches. I found out that there were two church members of the congregation, who passionately disagreed with my biblical interpretation. They called some local pastors. They called our seminary. They even called a Jewish rabbi to get ammunition to attack me. They certainly weren't planning to crucify me, but they were certainly planning to do me in as a teacher of the Bible. To their dismay, I had the complete support of the local pastors, complete support of the seminary and the rabbi as well. But because I was a new pastor, and because I didn't want to fight about the Bible, I decided to stop teaching that particular topic. So I came in one Sunday morning and changed the class to spiritual exercises, my second favorite topic to teach. My first class was spiritual exercises of peace, based on the Hebrew word for peace, shalom. Shalom. I had been causing division. Now, most of the class actually was disappointed with the change. Most of the class was learning and was loving what I was teaching, but they understood why I stopped. Shalom was better than division. Today, we heard these words of Jesus. Do you think that I have come to bring peace, shalom, to the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. And he spoke strongly how that division would even happen within families. In those days, there was intense political and religious division. But the listeners would have been shocked to hear that Jesus would cause division even within families. Some of the followers of Jesus expected his mission to be political. They expected that. They expected Jesus to form an army and to come and overturn the Roman occupation. Many disagreed passionately with his interpretation of the scriptures. There was divisions about his teachings, about God's law. We'll hear next Sunday how there was division about his teaching about the Sabbath. There was division concerning his healings and his miracles. Especially there was division about his claim to have the power to forgive sin. Jesus caused a lot of division, disagreements, and anger. Jesus was causing a fire to rage in the world because of his message. And people were plotting literally to crucify him. And we know they were successful. The teaching of Jesus would lead to a day that we call Good Friday, a day of darkness, earthquakes, blood, and death. Good Friday was not a day of peace. And then Jesus said, look at the signs of the times. On a summer day when you look up and the sky is full of very dark clouds, you know that it's going to storm and it's going to rain, and so it happens. Jesus was saying that his ministry was like that, and he wanted people to clearly look at his ministry. It was obvious that darkness and storms were on the way. This journey with Jesus is not going to be easy. Jesus was warning them. Division is in the air. The forecast is death. They needed to open their eyes that his death was on the way because of his teaching, because of his ministry, because of his mission. Jesus didn't want division. But human nature, being what it is, and the way that people approach politics and religion, the signs of the times were there, and the signs of the times were not peace. They were not shalom. I think the apostles, because they were chosen, considered themselves to be advisors of Jesus. So they advised him, I'm sure, to stop this conflict. Peter certainly did. They told Jesus to change his approach. Don't teach biblical interpretation that leads to division. Don't change the way people have thought about the Bible all their lives. Don't talk about God in ways that people disagree with. Even his family, Jesus' family, thought that he'd gone off the deep end. They tried to stop him. The signs of the times in the days of Jesus were political and religious division and division in the family. But Jesus wasn't about to change the course of his teaching. His face was turned to Jerusalem. He would go to Jerusalem, come hell or high water. Hell would be his suffering and his death. The high water would be his drowning in his own blood. He called this his baptism. This was a baptism of death. That's the signs of the times. Now, in 4 weeks from today, I'm going to teach a membership class here that's going to be titled, What It Means to Be a Lutheran. Yes, I am going to teach some of the biblical interpretation that got me into trouble 45 years ago. Yes, that is part of the class. And each participant will get a 56-page booklet. And there's a paragraph on page 5 in this booklet that refers to a principle of biblical interpretation that was given to us by Martin Luther, the founder of our Lutheran Church. It's called Scripture Interprets Scripture. And today is a perfect example of a passage to apply this principle. Jesus said he came to bring division, not peace. He said, I don't come to bring peace. But here is where we let Scripture interpret Scripture. And to do that, we look at other Scripture passages about peace, shalom. The angels sang that the birth of Jesus brings peace on earth, goodwill to all. At the Last Supper, Jesus himself said to his apostles, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you, he said. And after the resurrection, the very first words that Jesus said to the apostles, the risen Lord said, peace be with you. And he said it 3 times. In the prophet Isaiah, we hear a child is born to us, a son is given, and he is named Prince of Peace. Every Christmas, we apply those words to Jesus as Prince of Peace. And that is who Jesus is, Prince of Peace. But human nature, being what it is, and the way people approach politics and religion and family, the Prince of Peace ends up causing division. The Prince of Peace caused division and disagreements and anger, a fire raged. And he divided the children of God into those who would do good and those who would do evil. There was division. But despite this division, Jesus is and always will be the Prince of Peace. Let Scripture interpret Scripture. Jesus wants peace. Jesus came to give us peace. Jesus offers his peace. The risen Lord offers us his peace. Jesus died. He died so that we would have divine peace, divine shalom. Now, here's what this means for us today. Jesus calls us to live in peace. Jesus calls us to be in peace with God, to be at peace with God, to be at peace with each other. Jesus calls us to be at peace in our families and within ourselves. Jesus wants his disciples, Jesus wants us to immerse ourselves in peace, not division. There will be division all around, but Jesus wants us to live in peace. Even with all the division in the world, Jesus expects his disciples to embrace his peace. Jesus expects us to embrace the shalom that he offers. We need to rise above the conflict and the division and the storms in politics, in religion, and in family. C.S. Lewis had a wonderful analogy for this. He said that being a follower of Jesus is like a horse being trained. Now, we tend to think that being a Christian is learning to run faster. But the truth is, Jesus doesn't want us to be like a regular horse that just runs faster than everyone else. C.S. Lewis said that Jesus gives us wings and teaches us to fly. By the grace of God, we rise above the conflict in the world. We rise above the divisions. We rise above the storms. We fly by the grace of God. Earlier I said that Good Friday was not a day of peace. But really, it was. Because the Prince of Peace endured death, the ultimate price of division. And on the third day, he rose to ultimate peace, the glorious resurrection, ultimate shalom. By the resurrection of the Prince of Peace, we will receive wings to fly to our eternal, everlasting peace. Let us pray. Think of a place in your life where there is division. Jesus enters into that place and says, "Shalom, peace be with you." Think of a place in the church where there's division. And Jesus enters into that place and says, "Shalom, peace be with you." Think of our nation filled with political and religious division. Jesus enters in to this place, this nation, and says, "Shalom, peace be with you." Think of the whole world with all the war, with all the division. Jesus enters in to this place and says, "Shalom, peace, peace be with you."